Well, pigs have the intelligence of a human toddler and are smarter than any breed of dog. Now, this will not come as any surprise for Dunedin farmer Craig Struthers. He, along with his children Tessa, who's 10, and Levi, aged 8, regularly take their 2-year-old Cooney Cooney boar Pickle out for morning walks with their dog Ted around the neighbourhood of North Tyere. It helps to keep the rather portly Pickle, I'm told, in shape. And Craig Struthers is with us. Kia ora.
You?
I'm well, thank you. How's Pickle this morning?
He's not actually up yet.
He's not up? What's he doing?
Oh, he's a bit tired. He sleeps in his box till about 11 o'clock.
Okay, 11 o'clock, yep. That's a good time to get up.
Yeah.
Not going out for a morning walk then?
No, not only till the weekend, till we get him up.
Now tell me about how you ended up taking your pig for a walk.
Well, it was just a spur-of-the-moment sort of thing. We had this harness made up for him, and because he was pretty acid, so we just put that on, and it just led from there. And we just do a little walk down the road and down a leg and driveway and back round to the back of our place.
Forgive me, Craig, but it's not spur-of-the-moment if you have a harness made for your pig.
Well, no, correct.
So you thought it would be a good idea to take the pig for a walk.
Yeah.
And this was to help keep him in shape, just about that, or was there something else going on?
The kids love it. And he is obviously a fat pig, so I just try and keep a wee bit of exercise up for him. And, yeah.
How much does Pickle eat?
He's basically a grass grazer, but he just gets, we have a bag of pig nuts and household scraps, but, just sort of, we feed him once a night, but basically they can graze on grass all day long.
He likes an egg for breakfast, I hear.
Yeah, he does. We have chickens out in the paddock with him as well, and a couple of them sneak into his little box and lay an egg beside him, and he gets them before we do. So he comes out with a bit of yolk on his snout, a giveaway.
What about the winter? Does he like a warm breakfast?
Yes, he gets gets pretty spoiled, actually. The kids and I, we make him up a bowl full of porridge and spoon feed him with Big Baby, so he's very gentle and just sits there and laps it all up.
He sounds like he lives the life of Riley.
Yeah, it's not a bad option, actually.
Getting up at 11 after you've had your bacon and eggs,
no.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
Tummy scratches, the whole thing. He must be a bit of a local character.
Yeah, yes, he's pretty, certainly turns heads, that's for sure.
Do you let him up on the sofa or up on the bed like the dog would be?
No.
Why not, though?
Oh, people do. I've seen it on the computer that people do have them inside, but we've got new carpet, so I wasn't allowed to bring him inside.
Thank you very much. Craig Struthers there. And Pickle the Cooney Cooney, who's living his best life.